Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is The Art of Turning Obstacles into Opportunities, and I am your host and author, Daryl Hallman. I do thank you so much for joining and tuning into the podcast. I do appreciate you, and all I ask is that you sit back, relax, and enjoy as we discuss the art of turning obstacles into opportunities. Let's go deeper. Quote, life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. Lao Chao. The Art of Turning Obstacles into Opportunities. Introduction. Do you dread dealing with any type of obstacle? Most of us do. We want life to be easy, but it seems that obstacles continuously thwart our efforts and limit the quality of our lives. The good news is that obstacles don't have to be the vile thing you think they are. Obstacles can actually be a blessing. Obstacles are often the path to great success and achievement. The obstacle isn't really a roadblock, it's an opportunity. If there's one characteristic found in all successful people, it's the ability to persevere and overcome obstacles. You see, those that struggle with life invariably gives up far too quickly. Overcoming obstacles require three things. One, it begins with the ability to perceive the situation accurately. Two, we have to act intelligently. And three, we must accept and persevere. This book and podcast focuses on the details and enhancement of these three important traits. Do enjoy. Again, overcoming obstacles requires three things. And the first one that I mentioned was that it begins with the ability to perceive the situation. Now, this requires having a true understanding of how the world works. You see, it's important to be free of emotional distress and to maintain your composure. Excess emotion clouds perception and can inhibit your ability to take action. And then the second one was that we need to act intelligently. Because with accurate perception, you have the ability to take appropriate action. See, all of us take actions every day. You see, even lying on a couch and watching television is a course of action. However, few of us take intelligent action. Intelligent action, that consists of actions that are most likely to lead to success, right? And then the third one is that we need to accept and we need to persevere. You see, creating opportunities from obstacles requires will. When placed in a situation with multiple obstacles and little hope, do you continue or do you give up? See, the ability to accept the situation makes intelligent action easier. Lacking acceptance, you will face too much emotional struggle to perceive accurately or to act intelligently. And that's why I say this book and podcast focuses on the details and enhancement of these three important traits. The Art of Turning Obstacles into Opportunities. Chapter 1. Accurate Perception. Perception is how we view and comprehend the events occurring around us. It also consists of the interpretation of what those events mean. Your perception can be a strength or a weakness. When you're overly emotional and subjective, you create further challenges. See, all of our thoughts are clouded by inaccurate perceptions of past experiences, false beliefs, and fear. Filtering out these mental obstacles requires a skill. However, with practice, it's possible to keep your emotions under control. With a clear mind, only the truth remains. When you see the truth, you're starting from the perfect place. Accuracy and delusional thinking are the opposite of each other. You see, an accurate assessment of the situation and the ability to see the possibilities are the key. Bob Marley stated, "Life is one big road with lots of signs. So when you're riding through the ruts, don't complicate your mind. Flee from hate, mischief, and jealousy. Don't bury your thoughts. Put your vision to reality. Wake up and live." And that was Bob Marley. So we need to maintain our composure. You always want to make sure that you're maintaining your composure. Obstacles present themselves each day. We're constantly presented with a choice either to maintain our emotional state or to become rattled. Whether it's a traffic jam on the way to work, an employee that calls in sick, or a child that has broken your front window. Two possibilities exist. Which do you routinely choose? I got something for you. I want you to try these tips for maintaining your composure in the midst of chaos. So whenever things are getting crazy and everything around you feel like it's just falling apart and you can't seem to grasp control of the situation, try some of these tips, okay? The first one I want you to do is be defiant. You know, on some level, composure is the result of defiance. It's the refusal to be intimidated or to view a temporary result as a failure, right? So we want to always be defiant. And then the second one, and this is the biggest one. This is one that we as humans, we often have a tendency to look past. And that one is to learn to take responsibility. You see, something powerful happens when you choose to take responsibility for a situation. Because you see, you have the power to change things. When you have power, you will feel less stress and worry. Right? When you have power, you will feel less stress and worry. The third one, stay present. You see, in times of turmoil, keep your attention on your current task. You want to keep your mind in the present moment. Keep your mind on your work rather than on the possible negative outcomes. You want to remember that to stay present when your mind tries to wander, you want to focus on your breathing and your senses. You want to make a mental list of things you see, hear, smell, and feel. That's how you stay present. Because see, you can only think about one thing at a time, and that's being realistic. So we want to use that fact to your advantage. You see, negative thoughts about the future, they do what? They lead to anxiety. And number four, focus on solutions. You know, unsuccessful people are masters at concentrating on their challenges and making them more intimidating than they really are. So keep your thoughts on the solutions. You see, this requires practice. I'll tell you that. The more you practice, the more adept you'll become at this skill. And again, this is a skill. 5, you want to realize that becoming upset limits your options, right? We all know that. Fear and anxiety limit your ability to see all of your options. Chaos is one of the obstacles. Use chaos as an opportunity to build your emotional resistance. You can control your thoughts and emotional response in every situation. Just focus on maintaining your composure throughout the day. We want to talk about objectivity. Objectivity, we all know, objectivity is elusive. Objectivity is the ability to see the situation accurately without the influence of emotion, prejudice, or bias. When you're observing, you see what is actually there. When you're perceiving, you're seeing more than what is actually there. You see, we often create turmoil with the belief that a situation should be a particular way. Like, for example, my boss is supposed to be supportive of me, or my ex should still be with me, or I should have more money than Bob, or I should have more free time. We need to accept the situation and make up our mind to move forward. So here are some techniques that you can use that I think it'll help you become more objective and see the truth. 1, avoid quick reactions. That's the biggest one on the list. Avoid quick reactions. See, sometimes we got to go back to the old teachings that we used to hear growing up, where he used to say, you got to think before you act. See, have you ever noticed that deer run when frightened? I mean, it's not a thoughtful process. A deer, they either going to freeze or they're going to run. See, the instinct to flee is strong. In fact, and don't laugh, but in fact, it's so strong that deer often flee from one problem only to be struck by a car. And that's a fact. So we got to remember that reacting quickly is the result of instinct. You see, your boss infuriates you, so you quit. Your spouse makes a mistake and you verbally unload on them. But reacting quickly is rarely the best option. We want to take a moment to assess the situation before choosing a course of action. Right? So we want to make sure that we are avoiding those quick reactions. The second one is consider your sensitive spots. For example, which topics cause you to routinely overreact? Are you easily slighted? Are you impatient? Do you hold strong political beliefs that you defend vigorously? When you're in a situation that results in strong emotions, you're much less likely to be objective. Notice when you're involved in one of these situations and tread carefully. So we want to make sure that we are avoiding quick reactions, and we want to make sure that we consider our sensitive spots. And 3, you want to strip away your perceptions. Take them away. You know, we don't want to go into the moment already got something, the situation already sized up without even knowing what's going on, right? So we want to take the situation at face value. I mean, suppose you're waiting for your friend to arrive at the movie. Now, depending on your past experiences and your personality, you might conclude one of these things: that she had a car accident, or that she got stuck in traffic, or that she doesn't respect my time, or she's late again. I'm really going to let her have it when she gets here. However, you can't know any of these things until you actually speak to her. So why upset yourself when there might not be a reason to even be upset? All you know is that she's late. Now see, more helpful questions might include, should I call her? Should I wait for her to go inside to buy the popcorn? Or will there still be seats available if I wait much longer? Or if I continue waiting, how long should I wait? Right? So we want to make sure that we are avoiding the quick reactions. We want to make sure that we are considering our sensitive spots. And we want to make sure that we strip away the perception. Now, it don't stop there, because we also want to make a list of what you know regarding the situation. For example, you might know that your company's earnings are down this quarter. However, you might not know that you're going to lose your job as a result. So before making decisions, make a list of what you know for a fact. Then make a list of logical conclusions. Now, do you feel a little more confident about what to do? And finally, note your thoughts that are unsupported and tainted by your emotions and negative thought patterns. All right? Number 5, depersonalize the situation. I want you to imagine this. Imagine you were giving advice to a friend or a stranger. When it comes to depersonalizing this situation, I want you to imagine that you were giving advice to a friend or a stranger. See, objectivity is easier to find when you take your ego out of the equation. Obstacles and setbacks seem smaller when they're occurring to someone else, right? See, few people can rightly consider themselves to be objective. We're all victims of our past and our erroneous thinking. It takes tremendous effort to maintain objectivity. The ability to see the truth lays the groundwork for overcoming obstacles. And Christopher Reeve said it best. He said that a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. Control what you can. Everything that happens in your life can be divided into two groups: those things you can control and those you cannot. Worrying about things beyond your control is simply counterproductive. Focus on those things under your influence. So let's talk about what you can control. You can control your decisions, right? So at the end of the day, you make up your own mind. You decide what to eat, to whom you speak, and the direction of your life. If you fail to make decisions, you're deciding to let the world determine your fate, right? Something else you can control: your emotions. See, you can choose whether you'll stay calm or become upset. Life is harder if you can't control your emotions, right? Another thing we can control is our attitude. So, do you choose to be optimistic or pessimistic? Your attitude influences your thoughts and emotions, and ultimately your actions. So we want to remember that we do control our attitudes. Our perspective. You know, are you a failure stuck in an unwinnable situation? Or are you a winner in a tough but manageable situation? Do you believe there are golden opportunities to be found in the midst of your challenges? Which perspective would be more likely to support you in your endeavors? Your creativity. You control your creativity. Are you going to repeat the same patterns that have resulted in the current situation? Or are you taking full advantage of your ability to overcome challenges and create new exciting results? So you need to make a list of everything in your life that's disagreeable to you. You need to make a note of all the things out of your control and decide not to let them intrude on your thoughts. Put your time and focus on the things within your sphere of control. Ignore all those things you can't influence. Just ignore those things, because see, those are going to be the very stumbling blocks that's going to stop you time after time again and again, right? Everybody knows Joel Osteen. I know you probably listen to his radio stations and his social media streamings. But he had a good quote that he put out too. And he said that every day we have plenty of opportunities to get angry, stressed, or offended. But what you're doing when you indulge these negative emotions is giving something outside yourself power over your happiness. You can choose to not let little things upset you. You can choose that.
Encounter of all.